That's the sound of Pitbull featuring Kesha, or Kesha, on 88FM's afternoon show, tinkled Timber. Okay, hopefully there's none of that going down, because what we're going to be talking about very shortly is Holler Trails and what's been happening, or what is about to happen on Holler Trails. If you're anything like me, then it'll be a timber, because every time I get on my bike, I fall. I don't know why, but there it is. So it's a huge welcome to Jasper van Wessem, as per regular, from Holler Trails. Yep. And today, a very special new guest, Karen Wells from the Mr. Price Foundation. And I believe, Karen, welcome to the studio. We're going to be talking about your Jumpstart Challenge.
Yes, we are.
What absolute joy. Tell us about it.
Well, it's one of our biggest fundraising events that we run. And we actually have two parts to it, a virtual one and a physical one. And the one we're talking about is the physical event that we're having on the 4th and the 5th at Holler Trails.
So it's called the Jumpstart Challenge. Not to get confused with the Jumpstart Challenge that the Dolphin Coast Striders are running, because they are completely different. Similar in the sense that it's all to do with out and about and fitness and wellness. But this is a challenge with a fundraising bent to raise money for those less fortunate. Yes. Tell us about that.
So we say it's an event with a purpose, and the whole campaign behind this one is Be a Hero. So help us raise money so that we can help unemployed youth, because that's our program, Jumpstart, where we connect unemployed youth into retail and manufacturing opportunities.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So all the proceeds, the entry fees, goes to that and helps us do more.
Because we need to work together as civil society in South Africa now to make sure that every opportunity that presents itself, we turn towards something with a potential positive outcome.
Yeah.
You know, and it just works so well when we focus on that rather than the problem. There's so many problems that we get hung up with, and instead of looking for solutions, we get all angry and upset, and that's not good for anyone's health.
I agree.
So what you're talking about, that is an antidote to the depression, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So now, how do we enter?
So we have a separate website that you can go to. It's called jumpstartchallenge.org, and there you'll find all the details about the event, and then participants can choose whether they want to do the ride or the walk, and there are different days that they're happening at Holler Trail, different distances. And we're also excited this year. We've got a special event for the under fours, for Lily Lees to also be part of the fun, because it's about being a hero. And I think we're talking very much to what you were saying about hope and joining hands. We believe all of us can be a hero to somebody, and this is one of the ways.
It's a heartwarming initiative. So this is under the banner of the Mr. Price Foundation.
That's correct.
Do you have to go to the Mr. Price website, or is it its own website?
Jumpstartchallenge.org.
Yes. So there it is, folks. If you are even vaguely interested in the subject, then just do yourself a favor. Go online and find jumpstartchallenge.org, and then it's explained, and you can obviously investigate and interrogate and ask the questions and get the information. But now we've got the live on the spot, the folk that are going to be physically making sure that it happens. So Jasper, is this the first time you guys have been involved with the Jumpstart?
We've done it last year. I actually participated last year, and it's the long distance are a proper challenge.
Why is it called Jumpstart?
Well, that comes back to the program. Jumpstart is our program. So all the funds that are raised from that goes to jumpstart new entrepreneurs.
Yep.
It's not entrepreneurs. It's unemployed youth connecting into entry positions in retail and manufacturing.
But they're going to become entrepreneurs.
They are.
You see,
there's lots of opportunities.
That's what we're talking about. It's putting people on a positive path. So the jumpstart is not to get you jumpstarted off your couch, because hopefully you've already taken that path.
Yeah.
It's for you to use your passion, your hobby, your outdoor fun and entertainment, and to just for a day make it work for the bigger picture.
Yeah, there's a challenge for everyone. That they're really short distances for people that have not been riding so much or running so much. You can actually start your first challenge.
Are you looking at me? How far is the first challenge?
Okay, 15K riding, that's the shortest.
Okay, I was
running.
And running?
Running, that's three and a half.
Okay,
and
so
you can walk
it's more like a...
Like I did.
So anyone can take part.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. It's maybe an absolutely fabulous way of getting people that are not typical Holler Trail exponents onto the trail to experience what joy there is to be found in exercising in the great outdoors on a well-managed, well-organized trail in a well-managed, well-organized event.
Yep.
very much so.
So now, for those with a short attention span like me, just let's go back and find out exactly when this is happening.
The 4th and 5th of March.
Okay.
Yeah, cycling is on the 4th and running is on the 5th.
So we've got a couple of weeks just to plan and to clear up the diary. So 4th and 5th of March is when it's happening. That's a weekend.
Mm. Yep.
4th for the cyclists and 5th for the runner stroke walkers.
Mm-hmm.
How many entrants are you expecting?
As many as possible.
How many can you accommodate?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. We'd so, like to get there.
So literally it could be a real community event for the bigger community. Because this is, of course, you talk to almost the whole of Central KZN or Central Coastal KZN.
Absolutely.
From Durban and South Coast, North Coast, concentrating on one of the finest trails, managed trails in the world, we say proudly, and it is like that. And what an opportunity to come together and to do something lekker and to experience the joy that is on the trails. And for those that take part, is there any kind of reward apart from knowing that you're saving the world?
Well, look, I think there's certificates and we've got the whole thing timed and you can brag on social media, etc. And there are spot prizes and we do have a lot of giveaways at the on the day, at the start and everything. But I think the biggest reward is knowing that every step you've taken or every pedal you've made, you've actually made a difference in some youth life.
So it's a great opportunity to get out and about in for a cause.
Yes.
In common cause, as they say, and experience the joy that is to be found on the holler trails. And then, of course, the trailhead as well. This is where I, for people like me, and I suppose many folk that are not fully convinced that they are ever going to win the Olympics ever again. But, you just want to get out and about. And then after that, the reward is just to relax at the trailhead and to treat yourself to something lovely because you've worked off a few calories. Yeah. Now you can put them back guilt-free.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
So this is good news.
And I think that's the beauty about Holler Trails. It's a huge family event, and I think that's it. Yeah. It's the atmosphere. That's what we really enjoyed last year, the atmosphere around the event.
Yeah.
While people were there, while people were supporting, it's a huge family event.
Lovely. Well, if you've just caught up with us and you're wondering what it's all about, let me just tell you, firstly, you can catch up because this event is going to go onto our podcast catch up shortly, so you'll be able to hear the interview all over again. Someone just walked in with a camera, look at me, my best
side,
my best angle, that Mr. Tosti himself, I'm honored. Welcome to the studio here. And of course, if you want to take part, all you need to do is go onto that website, jumpstartchallenge.org.
Yes.
It's all there for you. You can enter online, I presume.
Yes.
Pay your money,
the
most important thing. And we will see you on that 4th or 5th of next month weekend at Holler Trails. Look forward to it hugely.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Don't be a stranger. Come anytime. You're fun.
I think one of the things that I just want to say in closing is, when we say jumpstarting, you said it sounds like a vague program. But it's something that we're very passionate about. Since our inception, we've put through over 22,000 youth through the program.
Wow.
And we've got over a 50% employment rate. We want to see that improve. But we only can do that through partnership, collaboration, and community involvement.
Well, we're very happy to be a part of it. Yeah. Thank you for introducing us, Jasper. Very nice. My special guest this afternoon, as regular on a Thursday, Jasper van Bessem from Holler Trails. And today, for the first time, not the last though, Corin Wells from the Mr. Price Foundation. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much.
Coming to you live from Palito.